not going to know that they knocked at the form out, but Sue would.
I do that.
Because she had all the other information from the other members.
But again, make the request. If you know you're not going to be here, please let us know so that we can go through the process.
Sue could let everybody know that, or check with you, Jeff, as the chairman. Well,
I think Sue would be the best point of contact because I could be one of the people that's missing because of a fatal, or they had that suicide shooting over at White Bridgeville. 5 minutes, I'm gone. We could have a blow up on a roadway or some other type of situation. So, that's the same problem for yourself.
I have a comment about it. Kind of falls under this topic of just the time of the meeting, the time that we start these meetings. And in as much as probably half of the committee members are county employees, and their day ends, I don't know what time their day ends, but let's just say it's 5 o'clock.
Officially 4:30.
Let's say it's 4:30, 5 o'clock, we're asking them to stay here an additional 2 hours after the end of their day to start a meeting at 7. Is there any feeling about whether we could start this meeting at 6 p.m.? Anybody feel like that's a burden on anybody to be able to meet at 6 versus 7, or does the public think that's not? Anybody have any comment about whether we could start at 6 and maybe get out of here a little bit earlier than, rolling the house at 10 o'clock at night?
I think the two worst ones are probably missing. Gus, who has a private construction business, and Larry, who comes from.
Probably third week at 7:30.
Going there at 10.
I think we may want to do that maybe temporarily, if that at all. There's also probably a thought about whether we need to meet in July and August. We might also discuss whether, I think last summer we postponed our meetings or just canceled them for the summer. Because these are the months where there's vacations, people have a lot of things, there's all that going on that, we may even elect not to meet for July and August, but the rest of the year, I think a little earlier meeting time would be, people need to be fresh, you want your mind to be as fresh as you can. The longer the day goes on, the less fresh your mind is. Sitting here at 10 o'clock at night does not interest me at all, to be honest with you, Sam.
We're trying to start at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's a good time for the day.
You just make my point, so that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Speaking for the public, I belong to a lot of committees, and a lot of times we don't even have a meeting in July and August because everybody's on vacation. If you have children, you're going to try to take them on a vacation in the summertime. I tend to just about every meeting. But a lot of times, like you say, people can't make a meeting in July and August.
Well,
do
you want me to make a motion and then we can actually have it on the record and discuss it?
So. I think Sam did.
Sam?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Well,
Sam, what was your motion again?
Just to end in July and August.
So, do we want
to... Okay, I'll second that. And
All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Well, first, I think... Supposed to discuss it and see if there's any.
Well, I was going to see if there's any nays. If there's no nays, then there's no need to discuss it. That's where I was headed with it.
You're kind of jumping the gun.
Okay.
Is there anybody that has anybody? I don't think there is, but just that's the process.
Well, I've seen the agenda keeps growing, and to cancel two months worth of meetings, when you keep adding things to the agenda, you're not going to get anything done.
We don't have a quorum.
Schedule a meeting. Take a poll tonight. Who can't be here for the next meeting?
If we don't have a quorum, we're not going to have any accomplishing anything anyway.
People should know whether they're going to be here for the next meeting or not, if they've got vacation scheduled or whatever. But
that's what we're discussing. Since you're the man who has.